Hi guys, welcome back to Down the Rabbit Hole. I am Chibi, followed by my... Wait, what? Why'd you look at me like that? You messed it up. Now I gotta redo it.
No, we're good. Keep rolling. This is live.
That's what you think.
I'm Chibi. This is Ken, Brad, and Jack. Tonight we are here to talk about one of my personal favorite animes, which is Death Parade. If you guys don't know what Death Parade is, it's an anime I strongly suggest. It definitely has some mature themes to it. For those that aren't fair-hearted, it's not for you. But it is really good. I think it came out in 2015. It's an original, so there's no manga for it, unfortunately. Trust me, I looked. I tried to binge it. I couldn't.
It is based off of something, though.
Is it really?
It's based off a short movie called Death Billiards.
Just really?
FYI. That's true. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. Now I'm going to have to look it up.
Billiards.
Let me look that up. Yeah, I had no idea. I just remember I was like, wow, there's no manga. I can't like satisfy.
Brad is the true fan here.
Literally, Brad was one we shared.
I actually did my research. I read the wiki, okay?
Okay.
I read
the wiki.
This man watched seven episodes, was like, I know more. I know everything now.
But with that, let's get started. What were your guys' kind of like initial thoughts when watching it? Cup Dog, we'll go first for you, sir.
Well, fine then. I like the art style of it. Mm-hmm. It just wasn't my cup of tea. The main character, I would assume the bartender.
Deckham?
Right? Deckham? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Dewey Decimal. He, like, as far as main characters go, like, he wasn't, like, it wasn't about him, right? I don't know. It was more of the episodes that I watched. It was more of just like individual stories that just happened while he was there, right? And every story was two people come in, you slowly find more information about them, and then there's like kind of a twist right before the end happens, right? And it's like, wow, I didn't expect that to happen. And it was just that over and over.
I think if you watch all of them, you'd probably be more satisfied. Because in essence, like all of these stories help him and the other girl, what was her name? Chiyuki?
Yeah, Chiyuki. Yeah.
Yeah. Help Chiyuki, come to the final conclusion, which is the last episode. But I mean, I can understand where you're coming from, but I disagree.
And it was also like not happy. Like it was just like,
I mean, there's
moments.
Two episodes that are really happy.
Like, there's so, like there was some humor in there, but like it was not a like it was just not a fun thing to watch. It's a very serious
anime.
Yeah, it's very serious. Once again, that's just not my cup
of
tea.
Surprisingly, not mine either. But
the opening of it is very
so it's so baiting,
very,
dude.
Very
like,
misleading.
Yeah, so baiting. Jack, what did you think?
I liked it. I like them darker shows, as you guys have learned.
I need Jack to grow his hair out. Just go emo the entire time. I'm like it, bro.
Oh my god, like covering one eye. Oh my god, yeah.
No, I really enjoyed it. I mean, it is sad. It's a lot of different. They try to put some meaningful stories in there, and you know the whole Deckham kind of becoming human thing is something that was interesting. And learning to have feelings, and then Chiyuki's story to help that along. I really enjoyed the stories. I think I was a little bit confused though, because when it started, it's like, it's typically, they said, you know, it's usually one person that comes in and plays a game, but right. when opportunity, it's rare that two people die together at the same time or something like that.
Yeah.
So for it to happen to be rare and then happen the entire fucking season.
I completely forgot about that. Yeah.
Yeah. But other than that, I mean, I liked it.
Okay. Ken, what about you? I know this is your second time watching it.
Yeah. I haven't watched it since 2015 when it came out.
Yeah. Same.
I forgot how good it was, honestly. Mm-hmm. The opening is very misleading. But
so good though.
But this is like the type of don't know if you'd call it like a psychological thriller. It's more like philosophy, right? When you think about it,
I'd say a little psychological, but yeah, I'd say philosophy.
Well, I think the episodes, like the way they unravel, is more like a psychological thriller, like a small mm-hmm. detective story. But really, it's like the philosophy of like life and death, what happens afterwards, how we should be judged as people, that type of mm-hmm. stuff.
Nope,
it's something you don't expect, right? Nah, it's something you don't expect, especially like considering, you know, it feels like, you know, you have to have that. You have like these episodes that aren't connected. They're connected very loosely, right? They're connected because of Deckham and Chiyuki, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
But like, it is interesting. Like, it's interesting because it goes from like being a very cruel anime, if you think about it, like the way they mm-hmm. were trying to introduce like the most extreme kind of stimuli, right, to get to their tests. Like, they weren't like just like, hey, let's just have them act normally. It's like, nah, dude, if you put like this fucking cruel ass like experiment, like let's throw darts, but the darts are connected to an organ. It's like, what the fuck?
Dude, I remember when I first watched it, I was like, what the fuck
is this? Saw shit is
yeah,
this?
Yeah, like anything I could expect. Yeah. I was like, what?
And as you go along throughout the season, like you realize it's pretty much, you know, Deckham obviously wants to know about, you know, people. Unlike the mm-hmm. other arbiters who are just like, fuck it, let's just play the game. We're doing the thing. Yeah. Like, Deckham actually has a real interest. But the way he's interested is essentially the same way he's, like, still working like the other arbiters, like, introducing extreme stimuli and extreme situations mm-hmm. to get, like, this, you know, this reaction, which obviously is fucked up, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I was just super intrigued. Like, I felt like the softer moments of the show are, like, its real standouts, like episode 10 with the grandma. Right, yeah. The old mangaka. Yeah, that was like my favorite episode because it just kind of showed like it's, you know, not, it obviously showed you don't have to be cruel, right, to actually mm-hmm. get the right response. Because mm-hmm. there were some episodes where I was like, God, fuck Ginty, man. That dude's a dick.
Dude, and that was going to be like a segment of mine, but I mean, we can get into it now. Like the whole episodes with Ginty where... I think that was some of the most like soul crushing episodes. Like,
well, I think they wanted
with,
to
like
show,
that whole conclusion.
I think they wanted to show like the different ideologies of the arbiters, right? Like, you have yeah. one who's like just open and interested and stuff like that, but still willing to do the games the way everyone else has done them. And then you mm-hmm. have one dude who's like, I don't give a shit about humanity. Like, they're fucking stupid, but clearly clearly he's attached to them because he has dolls that he's created to the people that come into the mm-hmm. bar, right? And yeah, but like that entire like Mayu in the elevator, like
dude, that's
the most cruel fucking thing I've seen.
I was gonna say that is the one part of this anime I disagree with, and I think that was definitely an L.
That was brutal as shit.
It was absolutely made no sense to me, and to this day, I will still argue that is one of the worst parts of that anime.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, like it being like every episode being loosely connected, I can see why it's kind of like it's hard to binge at times because you're like, where's the mm-hmm. connection? And they really don't start having them until Brad, what episode did you leave off on?
Seven? He said seven, which right? one was
that? Yeah, I started seven. So
was that the detectives?
See. I have it pulled up. Seven.
I did not finish that.
Oh,
episode.
You didn't finish seven.
That
was, okay.
Yeah.
Because you go you go bowling, right? And then Oh, that might have been the one where it's like the arcade one, right? With the mom.
Well, no. So TV so, so that was five, and then six was the adult Ginty. And the kid.
Yeah. Okay. So that's like the one where it actually starts to connect each other, where like the actual plot, like all of it starts to become really relevant and stuff like that. Because then you realize, you know, Deckham obviously is going too far.
Yeah. Yeah, because seven is where it gets more into Chiyuki with Chaviot and stuff. Yeah. So I really think, Brad, if you finish it, you'll like it more. Because that, like he said, I think seven is actually where it starts connecting.
Yeah, everything
There's
starts
a smile or two somewhere at the end.
Episode 10. Episode 10 mostly. Episode 10.
Yeah, mostly. Just episode 10. 11 and 12 just fucking sad.
Yeah, I mean, like 11 is just fucked up. Right, just the entire thing.
Yeah.
Because you learn Chiyuki's backstory, you learn what happened to her, you learn how like this is the anime does a really good job of dealing with tone, you know, some seriously mature tones like depression, mm-hmm. anxiety, suicide, mm-hmm. assault, all that shit. Yeah. Really does it well, which is surprising.
Show tunes.
Yeah, show tunes, exactly. But that's why I think like people are so thrown off, because when you watch the opening, it's like, this looks like a fucking, it's gonna be a funny dancing anime.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, dude, do you want depression?
do you want life or death?
Do you want to think about your existence the entire time and whether or not, like, you know, I mean, because basically what they're saying is that, you know, in terms of plausibility, right? Like, what would you rather have? Would you rather have heaven or hell or reincarnation or the void? Right. And if you think about the void, that's soul crushing, right? Because essentially you just diss a fucking peer.
Yeah.
You know,
just the void.
Well, here's the thing though. Like, the judgment was happening in the Quindecum, right? So like nothing they did before that. I mean, they had the memories of those people to help make that judgment. Correct, yeah. But it looks like they primarily based a lot of that judgment on how they reacted to things
at the end
in those games.
Yeah.
So everything they did before
I think
possibly could have not mattered.
I think they intentionally removed the knowledge to kind of give them both clean slates and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But still exposing them to like such extremes is not ever going to elicit a response that is
normal. Yeah, that is favorable. Yeah, because I was gonna say, like, I think the idea is like innately they're who they are and nothing's gonna change that regardless if they're missing their memories or not.
Yeah,
so right. I think the point was just like, let's see who they are at the core. Yeah, and then you know their memories will come along the way type of thing. But I still think it was fucked up in a sense, because like you could have, you know, you could, you know, have the one arbiter who just fucking doesn't give a shit, you know, you take the L like Mayu. Or you could have somebody like Deckium where it's a little bit more favorable.
You have to, it's like in episode 7, right, with the detective, and he's like strung up and he's pretty much just like baiting the kid on to fucking stab the chips or whatever. You know, he's like forcing, like, first off, the kid's already traumatized. Like, it's gotta be traumatic for you to like relive, you know, your fucking death essentially, right?
Yeah.
And then the things that forced you to become that person or forced you into that individual. And then you have to fucking hear that person who you happen to kill, right? Just kind of go like, go ahead, fucking, it's the right thing to do. Just stab me. It's like, you know, no one's ever going to respond the right way. And obviously, I think both got sent to the void, right? So.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's always like probably like the harshest part, like especially like in the first episode when like that's, I think the first episode hooks you.
Oh, the first two episodes are so good.
Because it essentially just kind of shows you like, you know, it kind of gives you like background into like just random people, and like well-written shows can introduce new characters and you can only be there for an episode or two. But if you fucking have like really strong writing, it's nails it. Like they nail that like interpersonal relationship between the husband and wife. Like what happened? You're like confused at first. Then you realize she had an affair. She got pregnant. Maybe it's his, maybe it's not. He obviously is insanely jealous, made accusations, and then proceeded to fucking drive them both off cliff.
I was like, all right, you know, extreme, but okay.
I was like, most people go to couples therapy and talk about it, but you took it to a whole level of holy shit, man, you need to relax.
Fucking.
It was an accident.
It was an accident. Yeah. He just jerked the wheel. So that's called like, he just like led on his, into his intrusive thoughts and shit like that, you know? Instantly regret
it.
Just
like that one meme where it's just like, do it.
Yeah.
Do it.
There's like a Bill Burr comedy thing where Bill Burr's sitting there. He's like, you know, you ever just sit there while you're driving? It's like a whole crowded sidewalk. He's like, you just turn right. I'm famous. You know? I just keep going straight. Just live my life.
No, but I like that because then in episode 2, it's like you got the other side of it, you know, because I remember when I first watched it, episode 1, I was like, yeah, man, fuck her. I was like cheating ho. And then episode 2 came around and I was like, I'm so sorry for anything I said.
I think in episode 1, when they showed her in bed and she showed her head like and down, you could probably, that was like, you know, drawn intentionally to kind of show that more than likely the character had regret for what she had done.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if I agree with him being reincarnated, if I'm being honest.
No, I don't either, because I mean it's kind of like what Jack's saying. It's like at that point, like does their past like even matter? Because I mean, he technically killed them, you know, jumped them off the fucking cliff.
Yeah, he's the one, even though, you know, you know she did initiate it, but you know, he did fucking take it to like a far right extreme, right?
Yeah.
And it's something you actually see in, you know, in the news quite often. You know, murder, suicide, that type of stuff. So
mm-hmm.
I was surprised about how.
What you do?
You did. You just turn it on, bro. You
don't watch the news.
Be sad all day. Basically, but yeah, no, I think this is one of those rare anime that actually does it right. I just wish that the opening wasn't so misleading for people. I think that would be
It's so good.
Well, no, I just what I'm saying is like most
maybe people it should be probably, the outro.
Yeah, no. That's some JJK shit. Hey, fucking Yuta, was it Itadori just ripped his own heart out? Let me just breakdance.
Everybody, put your hands up. Yeah, right.
What did you think of Nona's plan? She's like the little arbiter, the one who's in charge of all the floors or whatever.
Oh, man.
I agreed with what she was doing with Deckham. I think she did that intentionally. Obviously, she did that intentionally, yeah. Where she wanted to kind of see what, you know, maybe their idea of
judgment. When emotions are involved.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the idea of judgment was wrong. Right. It was I thought that was really interesting. Like that everyone else disagreed with her except for fucking, you know, Chiyuki, who's obviously confused. Right. That was fucked up.
But the way they were doing it, it was so black and white. And, you know, sometimes I guess that would make sense, but you got to be able to have. I think sometimes it helps to make decisions when you have some kind of conflict.
Hashtag buy a Jex merch in his store, please. Brad has your hat up, dude.
Oh my God. Wait, that's so. Where's the chibi shirt? Have the chibi shirt and the Jack hat, bro. Come on.
That's funny.
That's great. That's actually really funny. How the hell did you do that?
I didn't even see that.
Very
carefully. Whenever Brad is not engaged in conversation at all, he's usually fucking around, right? And when he's fucking around, sometimes he'll do creative, funny shit, right? And then he'll like, you know, like this. And other times he's playing BattleBit or something. You know, he just hopes no one notices, but I see it all the time.
There it goes.
All
right.
You just see it. Him on Steam. Get on.
Of course.
Speaking of which.
what are you hopping on, Rocket League?
Nope. Bro, he's going to make me cry. Somebody kick him from here.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. So with that, what was your guys' favorite episode? Cup Dog, we'll go with you since you watched 7 episodes. I'm sorry, 6.5.
Yeah.
Six and a half.
Mm-hmm.
Well, can I just say episode 8?
I'm going to kill myself. I'm sorry. I'm not.
Yeah,
put a coat on. Match with Bean.
Let me think. I did like the bowling episode because, you know, it was somewhat more lighthearted than the other ones. Because you just thought they were gonna just do it right there in the middle of the, you know, the place for a good while. But
what the fuck? We see why that's his favorite, y'all.
He's like, they're gonna get to it right now.
About to do it. This is my episode.
He's like, this is what I came to watch. All right, Ken, what about you?
10.
Why?
I just like the fact, I just, you know, wanted to see if there was an episode where they removed the extreme and just kind of had, you know, what would be like a nicer moment, right? To see, mm-hmm. because you know, Jack, you'd brought up the fact that pretty much like they were bringing in duos the entire time, but yeah. She came in by herself. And then Deckham just added Chiyuki into it because it was her time to be judged, right? And so you hear how, like, I love the fact that they were like, you know, she knows she was dead. And she was like, you don't have to tell me how I died. I don't need to hear about that type of stuff. Which was, yeah. I mean, and then she, like, obviously was, you know, constantly acting as, like, this really good, solid guide to both Deckham and Chiyuki. As she was like telling like how her life went, how things went, how she didn't regret it, that type of stuff, how, you know, she got to finally live a full life. And then it kind of helped Chiyuki like understand, like, you know, and it kind of come to grips with like the things that were happening, that type of stuff.
Mm-hmm. And then she mm-hmm. dies.
Then the grandma went to be reincarnated, which was very nice, you know.
So. Yeah, thank you. Not sending her to the void.
That would have been Ginty. He's like, I'm going to hang you upside down and play ping pong. Let's see.
Oh my God, bro. I would have been so fucking sad if she got
work that shit out, huh?
Fuck that guy, bro. Fuck that guy. Jack, what was your favorite episode?
I think one. One, because it, like, I really need the first episode to kind of get me. Mm-hmm. And hook me, and usually if it doesn't, then I have a really hard time
getting into
building
it.
Interest in it.
Yeah.
And episode 1 did really good with that. And I mean, I have some favorite moments, like episode 10, with Chiyoki and Deckham, and episode, what was it? Episode with the older lady.
That was 10.
10? Yep. Oh, is that?
Mm-hmm.
So that one, 10, because I think that was a huge turning point with Deckham.
It helped kind of mend the relationship a little bit after it was strained, because, you know, Deckham got called out for being too fucking too extreme with the murderers, you know?
Too psycho, yeah.
Too psycho, yeah. Man's a fucking sociopath. Let's play a game.
Yeah, but we love him. Let's play a game.
Yeah, I like Deckham as a character. I just felt like Chiyuki really, like, whenever they actually, like, featured her and have her, like, interject in conversations and stuff like that, she really carried. And Nona, too. Like, the little, like, I really liked her character.
Very I like smart. Nona was like that one character that I was like, you know a lot.
Yeah.
You're up to something.
Anything with Anta, any character with like who has depth is really good. I don't feel like Genty had much depth other than being
not like just angry. Universally just angry guys. And
a dick.
Fuck him. I'll never forgive him when he did to Mayu, bro. And that's all I gotta say.
I remember when I was going on to Crunchyroll, I went down specifically in that episode to see the comments and people were not happy. they were like,
I was one of them. I was one of them. Like, I said, what the fuck is this? What the
fuck, man?
Is that like, 10 also?
I think that was like...
It was 11.
It was 11.
So basically,
I
can't remember the episode where like Mayu first showed up, right? When Genty and Mayu, and they had that, you know, it was with the fucking J-pop star, whatever the fuck he was.
Oh, yeah. They did
Twister, but you know.
Oh my god, that one, yeah.
Yeah, that was actually 9,
I think. She had a P. Oh,
but it was Twister.
No, actually... Shit, 6.
Okay,
six.
Yeah, but it was
Twister with the spikes, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah,
Jesus, dude.
That shit was insane.
It's kinda
I think
no, I was going to say, it's kind of like a lot of like psychological experiments. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of the Bobo doll experiment with Albert Bandura.
I have not.
Basically what he did was that he took children, right? It's pretty much a clown doll.
And made them into dolls
and made them eat each other. No. So he made them watch. So basically what he was trying to see was like whether or not you replicate behavior that you see. So what he'd do is that he'd put them in front of a television, make them watch a certain program, and then he'd put a doll in front of them and see if they would hit the doll. Right. Most kids wouldn't, but it's like they're introducing like certain stimuli, you know, to kind of fucking see if like people would replicate it or copy things like that. So it's really interesting.
What the fuck? Is that illegal?
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't like, so they weren't doing something extreme not ethical to the kids. It's not ethical. Yeah, I believe that. But like,
I thought you said they just eat each other.
No. They weren't eating each other. They were hitting a doll.
Oh, so, that's was
the
like,
Bobo doll experiment Albert Bandura did.
I was like, bro, they're eating each other. How is this illegal? Girl, this is cannibalism.
Girl,
it's children. I don't know why.
That was my bad. I derailed theirs.
I knew Brad would fuck it up and Chibi would be like, you said them kids eating dolls? In people,
I was going through the comments for episode 10, and they're saying that guy was Light, from
I saw that. Yeah. It was like in the background or something,
just chilling, bro.
Yeah. Oh my god, I know.
Send,
I was
send
like,
his
there's
bitch
no
ass to the void.
Yeah, fuck that guy, bro. Set him down.
How dare you?
I like how they represented. The you know, the hell and heaven esque with the faces, the mask.
Yeah,
I remember some people had no idea. They were like, "How do I know?" And it was just like very subtle.
One
at first,
doesn't
and then...
have a horn.
One looks happy. One is mad.
I've solved the case.
No, I just remember reading comments and they were like, "How do I know?"
Those are people who are like in the room, like, "How do we know, bro?" I'm like, "Well, that's a white mask and that's a reddish, darker mask with horns. Like, what does that mean, bro?" I was like, "What the fuck?" Yeah, you would be the first person to die in a horror movie, champ. I'm pushing you down the stairs.
Oh my god!
They would send me to the void just for saying that. Like, you gotta go. Come on.
Ken's definitely going to the void. I kind of liked the darker episode. So you guys know me. I'm actually not big fan, kind of like Cup Dog over here, of like sad shit, dark shit. But I really enjoyed what'd you say?
I was like,
say
you
with
watch,
your chest.
But you watch K-dramas. What are you talking about?
Okay, I had to stop, bro. It got to me. I had to stop.
Are most of those sad?
They are. I had to stop, man. It was like one whole fucking episode was a season, I swear, and it just took too much out of me.
Yeah, because it's a lot of pausing and singing and like slow motion. Everyone's like,
no, it's a lot of the same like frame like five times. Like, I love my K-dramas, but it's like they like fall and you see it from like five different angles and it takes like 2 minutes to actually get through.
And then there's like a random subway in the background.
yeah, literally.
Jesus and Christ. Then a musical number.
Yeah, and a musical number, of course.
Bruh.
Hey, Brad would know.
Oh,
Brad,
yeah, the background
Brad
music.
Brad watched a lot of Korean shows.
Oh, true. True.
I did, well, but I didn't really understand a lot of them.
You didn't have to, man. Just know that those two people will never be together. You know?
I need to find that one movie that I watched. It was a ping pong movie, and it was freaking awesome.
I think I know which movie you're talking about.
I do not know.
There was a ping pong movie called Kung Fury? No, that's a Kung Fury.
No, that's Balls of Fury.
Balls of Fury.
You're talking about a Korean one, right?
Yeah, no, it's a Korean one.
I think
I can't help you there.
I think Don Yi, he's the guy who played Gilgamesh in that Marvel movie that no one really liked, Eternals. Like he was big in that. He's also in Train to Busan as like the really big Korean guy.
Oh, he was so good in Train.
Yeah, he plays a lot of great fucking roles.
He's awesome. He's such a good actor. Okay, sorry. I didn't mean to. I don't even know how we got on this topic. But I really enjoyed the arcade episode. The arcade episode to me was so like, I remember that was like one of the first cuts. That was one. I just saw his little head in the background.
Wild Katsu appeared. He's like,
Wild Katsu.
He's like, yeah. What are you doing over there?
I'm trying to see. I don't know. Like that one was to me hit really hard. Because that was the one where like, you learn that the guy ended up committing suicide and then the other girl was like murdered by her assistant. But the lady ended up having like eight kids. And so like her life was actually like really sad and she had to like grow up to be kind of like a bitch to make it into the world. So that episode really fucked me up, especially with like their final moves. I was like, oh man, like they clenched my heart. And then I really liked, I don't want to spoil it for Cup Dog, but like, yeah. I loved Chiyuki's episode.
Which
12? Like that also made me sob when finally learn her story.
Which one?
I was like, fuck.
Which one?
Oh, let me see.
Is it 11?
I think.
Because I thought.
Yeah, it was 11.
I thought 12 was fantastic.
Yeah. Well, no, 12 is good. 12 is good. Yeah. But I'm just thinking about like what back then hit me the most. And like when I was rewatching it, I was like, damn, like.
Well, there's a lot of relatable moments, right? Like
yeah.
When a person, you know, has a psychotic break, like, you know, essentially, you get anxiety, just depression, you zone out, that type of stuff. So
dissociate. Yeah.
What are they called? The people that make the judgments?
Arbiters.
Arbiters. Are they not human?
No, they're dolls.
Okay. So
yeah, they are.
Yeah, baby.
So.
Yeah, anime.
So it was just a matter of like, I forgot the movie where it's like the robots learn to become humans or start having human emotions. But
is it a game like Detroit Become Human?
I Am Robot.
That's what it was. Detroit Become Human.
Yeah.
He's still a doll. He just now has human feelings.
Yeah. So basically, I don't know the dude's name, but he's the guy with the lotus beard.
Fucking hate that guy.
Basically, like his whole I think essentially, he didn't want them to like associate with any type of emotion because he felt like they would.
It would be like judged or like. Well,
it would impair their judgment, right? There would be like some type of bias, but that was obviously not true, because it felt like the way he had kind of created or the way he had things flowing was more toward like being just cruel, to see like you know who would. Event like who would have the you know, I don't know, the better reaction to it or the more positive reaction, which is obviously fucking stupid. Like, what, you want to reincarnate just selfless people? That's, you know, there's like, no matter what, like there's, you got to realize, you know, not everyone lives like a virtuous life. You know, it's very rare that happens. And regardless, like you saw it with that kid, right? Kid, he loved his sister, you know, ended up fucking murdering, you know, the guy who killed his sister and then murdered the cop because the cop essentially just sat there and watched, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you saw that, like, obviously the plan wasn't working. So why were you pushing shit to that extreme to begin with? Right. Yeah. Like it felt like the system was just broken from the start because it was it was supposedly well regulated, which is obviously not true. You know, it's so it was kind of weird when I saw that. I was like, I don't know why that dude's, you know, it's clear that he's like omnipotent, right? He clearly has control over everyone in that space. But it was just it was just strange to me that like that person just couldn't see reason. Like there would be there's no logic to just being cruel the entire time. It just didn't make sense.
So, unless you wanted to be.
That's right. Unless you're the devil, like Brad.
Or Carl. Like Cup Dog.
Yeah.
Like
wink, wink.
Wink, wink, baby.
I am the void.
I am the void.
Please put that as his tag. I am the void.
No, it literally says Brad hates all anime. And I put all anime twice. Brad hates all anime.
No, you should have said except Bo Fury. Yeah,
that sounds good.
All Bo Fury. He who was.
He who was is not anymore.
Jesus Christ. All right, who is everyone's favorite character? Let's go with Jack. Jack, who was yours?
Oh, man. I don't know. I really like Deckham. As plain and boring he has been,
he likes his hair.
My white hair anime characters.
That's that emo comb over.
I want that so bad.
Yeah.
Yo, pin that. Cup Dog wrong.
I think he was the perfect character to
run it. He's like a blank slate, right?
Yeah.
You know, he's moldable. Mm-hmm.
This bitch said wrong.
I liked his little transition, you know, closer to the end, especially what that was episode 10.
Yeah. Well, I think, so like it's when Chiyuki pretty much like told him, like, hey, let's instead of like being cruel, like I think that really stuck with him, instead of like pushing to those extremes, let's just kind of have like a normal thing. And they ended up playing, was it Old Maid, right? And I was like,
yeah. You know,
just have a normal fucking conversation, get to know a person. instead of immediately hanging you upside down, you're gonna fall with organs and shut up.
Jesus Christ.
You ever play Twister, but you're off a cliff?
And there's impending spikes below you ready to kill you.
And those spikes.
And you're not allowed to use a bathroom.
Yeah, and then you find out the spikes aren't real. You're like, hey, you won. Congratulations. You can now, you know, go be reincarnated. It's like, why the fuck would I ever want to do that?
Jesus. I feel like I know your answer, Ken, but who's yours?
Who do you think it is?
I feel like it's Nona.
No, it's Chiyuki.
No? Oh, yeah. I do like Chiyuki.
I just like her character. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's why it hit me so hard at the end, because I really appreciated Chiyuki's character and seeing her so vulnerable. I was like...
Well, I mean, she didn't like... It felt like... it's like a person who like gives advice but never takes it, right? Mm-hmm. Essentially, like you're trying to be selfless, and then you end up being selfish, kind of, because of your actions, right? Suicide is essentially, to a lot of people, like
it's very selfish. Yeah.
So it was interesting to kind of like when she finally realized what had happened, right? And it was I like the fact that like Deckham was like, I want to keep her around, right? Because it wasn't just Nona's idea,
but she can't. Deckham's, but she can't be around though. Correct. That's the thing.
That's correct, Brad. For a guy who didn't watch the goddamn show,
right? That is like I said, I read the wiki.
You read the wiki?
I read the wiki.
But no, and her, so I just felt like she was, you know, well developed. I like the fact that they, you know, kept throwing curveballs at her, having her act as the conscience or the conscious, you know, of the audience, and then afterwards, you know, you finally understand who she is, what had happened.
And she's actually the worst character.
No.
Why are you like this?
She's the antagonist of the whole series.
That would be hilarious if that was true, that she's like the devil somehow. It's like, what?
Yeah.
The
fuck? Oh, that'd
be infiltrated. She's been manipulating them all.
Maybe like some, what was it? That was like Knights of the Old Republic, wasn't it? Brad, remember playing that? Where there was a big twist where like you ended up being like this Sith Lord and shit like that the entire time, but you had amnesia. It's like, I was the bad guy? Fuck yeah, dude. Just start force choking everybody. But essentially, yeah, I just like Chiyuki's character. I like that depth to her.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Cup Dog. I'm ready to say your answer sucks, but go ahead.
Oh, sheesh.
It's the bowling ball.
No, it was actually the dartboard. It had a lot of character.
It was L in the background.
I was gonna say it was like dart number five.
It was the dart that hit that lady's shoulder. I really fucking felt that.
The character development of that dart was just on point.
As it flew through the air.
The elevator guy, he was legit. That guy, he's press buttons pretty good.
He's technically you. That's essentially. What floor?
You try your best here.
Brad, actor. Yeah. I need you to say it with more feeling, Brad. What floor? I start panicking as you're saying.
What floor? Just fall to your knees.
Tell me, please.
Yeah, that guy's out there. Like, especially when he was it episode 11, I think, when he walked up to the Oracle and the Oracle did his little face suck thing to get the memory out of him. Giggity. And we was done. He's like, oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they're all like, so they're all not supposed to have any emotion, right? They're supposed to be devoid of it. So,
right.
I assume that's why he didn't fucking care. He just kind of brushed it off, you know, which is weird. Okay. But Brad, continue. Who actually was it?
Yeah. Oh,
you didn't fucking say a person.
That is true. Well, I mean, I would say that he is a person. I would say Nona the most. She just seemed to have the most character. Like, at least out of the first, you know, six episodes, right? I felt like she was the most unique person there. I did like the god character when they were playing pool. He was pretty cool, but once again, I only saw him that one time, so I don't really know him that well.
Literally likes the worst person. Of course, Brad would be the worst.
I was going to say, I knew you. I somehow
that guy. Just, let me tell you something. That guy can hit a planet sized pool ball. Let me tell you something, guys. Yeah. Good form.
Fucking hated that guy.
He wasn't very good at it though. That was the thing. He kept losing.
I fucking hate Brad so much. Chibi, your favorite character?
Oh shit! I forgot about me. I think I have two. I really like Chiyuki, kind of the same reasons that you said, Ken. I'm just biased for my girl Mayu, bro. Hashtag do better. You know, did my girl wrong? I don't know. I really liked Mayu's character because it was like such a dumb character. Like, she's just so silly. So like, you know, fangirl. Like, oh my God, like I'm with my favorite idol. And the whole thing of her sacrificing herself because she didn't want to pee in front of him. Like,
ew.
I thought that was fucking like hilarious.
Seems like a very teenage thing to do, right?
Yeah, it was just so funny. And then she figured out and she's like, oh, I don't know. But I liked her, you know, her self-sacrifice. I liked that literally the way she died was slipping on soap. Like, I thought that was so out of everywhere you could have died.
It was probably the one part you're like, all right, everyone else's death was pretty tragic. Hers was just kind of funny.
Like, she was my like comedic relief in the whole show. So I think that's why I was really partial to her. And again, I will never stop saying that she was done wrong. Thank you for coming to my TED Talk.
She kind of had that she did have a profound effect, I think, on Ginty when she like said,
no, for sure.
You know, I feel bad for the arbiters and stuff like that because you didn't get to choose. I get to choose. There's like a difference there. So,
yeah.
But what if you choose wrong, though? That's the question.
He definitely did.
As long as you get to choose. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have that choice there, Brad.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense. Yeah.
Stupid bitch.
No choices.
Damn. Okay, Ken, he's making fun of me. Over here, we're beating up Cup Dog with his old JK hat.
Look who's talking.
Hashtag buy in the store.
What? I was defending you. I'm never defending your ass again, bro. You know,
I can't get him. That was mistake number one, is trying to defend Brad. Don't do that.
Get him.
Yeah. It's a slippery slope.
Essentially, like, see, here's the thing. Brad can talk all the shit he wants, right? But we have recordings of him saying, like, you know, he teared up on fucking Crisis Core. And on top of that, recently, someone on fucking Twitter or X, whatever the fuck it's called now, was talking about how they were feeling down and feeling bad. And then Brad had like a really nice response to that person.
Aww.
And I was like, Brad's nice. Yeah. I was like, you literally, like, see, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's all a front. Brad's like a real big softy. Don't worry about it.
I am. You know, I have a crusty exterior.
That's why Brad doesn't like watching like serious stuff, because he knows that his emotions will get the best of him.
He's just like, I can't.
What did we watch, like, Brad? You're like, I can't. I've cried so much because of this kid dying. Like, I'm like, I can't possibly watch this show again. I was like, you know. Same type of stuff, you know. So whoever, because Brad's so deadpan in his delivery, right? It's it's really sardonic, you know. For those who don't know what sardonic
is. I like that word. I like that word.
Sardonic is essentially like dark sarcasm.
What I had for dinner. Oh, yeah.
Shut up, Brad. I'm trying to be educated.
I didn't hear him.
Sardonic is like dark sarcasm and stuff like that.
Oh.
Right? So pretty much like you're uber serious when you say it. It's like very dark. Like usually sarcasm is usually lighthearted, like small jabs and stuff like that. But sardonic is like far darker. That's essentially
like Jessel neck dark.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like what?
He's a very dark comedian.
Essentially, yeah. Okay. Yes, 100%.
Okay. Trash.
We gotta put him in the trash.
Put him in the trash.
Put that trash right next to you, boy.
Put your whole self in it. Damn, that was funny.
You know, I know when I asked you, Chief, like, what did you feel about episode 12? Like, so if you're in chat right now and you're watching it, episode 12's title is Suicide Tour, right? In episode 11, you find out she kills herself, and then 12 essentially is, It's fucking cruel too, because what Deckham is essentially doing is trying to like judge Chiyuki, and he takes her to a simulation of her old home.
Her.
And then allows her to see things that like were more likely had happened right after she had passed, and then giving her the option of pressing a button and then going back to her life, but killing someone in the world.
Yeah.
So he
it's like that one, there's like a movie like that where you can press the button and like you'll be able to get like $1 million, but you have to kill somebody. Time? No.
It's in time.
Something like that.
With Justin Timberlake.
Yeah. But it was something like that. Like you hit the button, it's somebody random.
And then steal their time.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
But it usually is somebody that's like really close to you. That's like the caveat.
Yeah. What did you think of that episode? Like, because I thought it was a great finale.
It was phenomenal, but like you said, it was very cruel.
Yeah.
Because it was like you see, it's hard. Like, you know, to get a little dark here for someone who's like, you know, struggled with mental stuff like a lot, almost my whole life. Like it's
dyslexia.
It's,
yeah.
What?
What?
He's just throwing out fucking random words now.
Brad, I want you to mute yourself for 20 seconds. Twice. I want you to let Chibi to finish your thought. Shut the fuck up.
As I'm trying to be serious for like once in my life.
Thank you, Red. Go ahead, Chibi.
But it's always hard to see somebody in that situation where they're like confronting the consequences of their actions. You know, and I was putting myself in that situation. Like, you know, if that was me, I had done that. Like, what the fuck would I do in that situation? Like, and I just couldn't help but just really hurt for her.
Yeah.
And then to have that twist of it being a simulation kind of, and she had no idea, like really fucked me up.
Yeah, essentially I thought it was like I feel like he was pushed to that point, right?
Yeah.
He really hadn't, you know, you thought he had learned,
he wanted answers
in episode 10, but he desperately wanted to see, like, because she'd come off in, you know, from episode 2 on as kind of like this virtuous person, right?
Yeah.
Even though Deckham already knew what had happened, why she was there. And so you have that person, and he pushed her to a breaking point, and yet she still forgave him. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, maybe it's just, you know, acceptance. It really did, like, show kind of how layered and how mature her character was.
Mm-hmm.
Because she could have easily just pressed the fuck up. I mean, she was obviously conflicted because she was like, press the button, you do it for me. Right? Because I can't do it.
I can't do it.
Yeah, I thought that was.
But I think her time there like really helped her mature.
Well, I think just like that push, right, was interesting, because like I didn't think that, you know, after episode 10 that Deckham, you know, he obviously cherished that relationship, but immediately went to like a fucking whole extreme.
And
I don't know if he was doing it to kind of prove a point to Nona and fucking the creator and stuff like that. Like, look, man, like she was literally. Like, given a choice to fucking kill other people to bring herself back, which obviously is a very selfish act. She didn't do it. Even after seeing her mother's reaction to her passing.
Yeah, right? Which was really fucking hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, as someone who's, like, you know, counseled people after someone like committed suicide, that type of stuff, you know, I'm well aware of, like, the, you know, feelings that people have toward it. You know, how fucking angry people can get.
Yeah.
So it's interesting. I was just like, I didn't think he'd push it to that extreme because obviously it broke him too. Like he clearly didn't want to do it. But I think he knew that like for them, I think really felt like he did it because like he felt like one, no one would believe that, you know, a person would ever be that selfless, right? Or at least be accepting of like that circumstance. And then she did. So it surprised him, but it also broke him because he was like, well, I just fucking hurt the person that actually gave a shit
about that me. I care about. Yeah. Yeah.
So really well done. And also like the smile at the end was like, I was like,
stop. Yeah, really good. Yeah. Oh man. And the little doll. The doll sent me when I saw that fucking Chiyuki doll. I was like, I'm done. This will forever be in my top 10.
Yeah.
Like,
I totally had forgotten about the show. Like, honestly, because I think 12 episodes, you know, I didn't like,
there's no second season.
Yeah. I didn't like how like loosely connected stuff was. And usually I like some type of semblance of, you know, storytelling. Or connected storytelling, and then it does that. And I'm like, you know what? You have like a really fucking strong finale, you know. And what's strange for it is, if you can handle the subject matter, like it is rewatchable. It really is.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I fully enjoyed it while I was rewatching.
I should look up like,
because it's kind of like,
I want to look up what the creator, what else the creator has made.
Right. And that was kind of going to be like my next question. Like, do you guys think it deserved a second season, or do you kind of like where it stopped?
I don't think they should do the whole Quindecum again if they were to do another season.
It'd have to focus on Dona.
I think that story's, what's that?
It'd have to focus on Dona because, like, that's what it felt like.
Yeah, they need to pick up on her and the whole Dona and Oracle relationship and where that goes.
If her plan still fucking exists. Yeah, no, he hated
it. Yeah.
He made, like, an entire change the moment it had happened because he believed it was, like, a futile experience. So he was like, there's no reason to do that.
Yeah, because he went over the rules again or something like that.
Yeah, he was very pissed off, dude.
So I think if they were to do another season, they need to bring that side of it.
Yeah.
And kind of get away from the Quindecum.
I agree.
Because I think at this point, the Quindecum's kind of just played out. I think, I don't think you can do much more than what you've already showed.
And it's clear that, like, Deckham's changed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if we even need Deckham in it anymore.
No.
But you definitely need Dona and Nona and
the creator
Oracle.
Yeah, 100%. I think if you didn't have, I think those two, I think their dynamic would be interesting to like explore, especially considering like Nona really tried to like, you know, give him the like the cold shoulder like fucking constantly. Like I think she was just tired. I think she knew that a change needed to happen because in episode two when like her and Chiyuki had that conversation and she had like leaned into Chiyuki's explanation, like, you know what, maybe she's right, maybe our judgment has been off, that type of stuff, that, you know, with the creator, with the Oracle being like, yeah, fuck that noise, you know, like, why would you do that? Why you want to give the puppets like emotions and stuff?
They never really went deep into the origin of the Arbiters and
I don't, well, I think that's part of the mystery of it, right? Because, you know, it was kind of like a thing where, like, regardless of like your faith, like the reality of it was, it's either reincarnation or the void,
right?
And people were being given like a second chance, quote unquote, to choose whether or not you'd go be reincarnated or you'd go to the void.
Yeah.
Right. Which itself is interesting because if you look at the backgrounds of the characters that were being put into the games, you had characters who had committed suicide, who had been, you know, in abusive relationships, who had murdered people, who, you know, lived virtuous lives, that type of stuff, had been turned, like, you know, essentially you were getting like this whole wide assortment of people. It was just the method of determining how someone is judged was just fucking overly cruel for no reason.
You know? Right.
Once again, which is something I liked, right?
Yeah.
Because the thing is, like, this anime is it really peaked fucking hard in episode one. Like, it went like straight through the roof. Like, here, let's intrigue everybody. Yes. Yeah. And then it slowly unraveled. And then you really got kind of a slow burn in terms of getting to know Deckham, his motivations, and then getting to know Chiyuki and why, you know, their relationship, their dynamic was so important to kind of determining like where the Arbiters should move toward, instead of like being overly cruel, just be like, fuck it, just treat it like a normal thing. Right. You know, judge them based off what they've done or conversations, whatever. But, you know, don't just send them to the void because you fucking can. or don't trick them, you know.
Yeah. Is Death Billiards a prequel?
I think it's a prequel, right, Brad? Like, I think it's like, it's like,
I didn't even know that was a thing still.
It's like,
yeah, it's got Deckham in it.
It's like 25 minutes. Really? Yeah. It's essentially, I think it predates, I think it's Deckham's first, like, I assume that it's kind of like his first judgment. It's my guess.
Oh.
Wow, no.
Oh, I had no idea. Do you guys think it deserves a manga? Because I feel like I would really like a manga, because I feel like it could elaborate on a little bit things. Because I felt like there was some holes that definitely could have been filled.
Well, I don't think... I mean, yeah, you could have probably given it a manga to kind of fill in some gaps. But I don't think... I think the anime did a really good job of, like, telling its story, right? Because you don't really need further context in certain things. Like, I know people want to not. I mean, you're intrigued because you want to know more about, like,
the system of
the arbiters and stuff like that. Deckham's creation, mm-hmm. Nona. But you also get that part, like, where Deckham wakes up and, like, Nona's telling him what he is. You know, you're an arbiter, so you do get background information. I think the whole Mayu thing, like, because she just kind of hangs around for a couple episodes. You're like, what the fuck is she doing? You know.
Mm-hmm.
What happened?
She makes it from 6 to 11.
Yeah, you're like, okay, you know.
Yeah, my girl.
I mean, because there's like, that's a pretty strong deviation from like the normal, right? Because you have like characters who are in it for one or two episodes. They have, you know, their situations, it's resolved, and then they move on, right? Like, I think her inclusion with Ginty was just kind of giving a different perspective. And I could see why some people would see it as filler, but it's an important part of the anime, because it also tells you like the other side, like what happens, like how arbiters really feel about humans.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
They don't.
Exactly. Thank you, Brad.
Fuck you, Ginty.
Oh my.
That's all I have to say about that, Ho.
I think it'd be really cool if they did like crossover seasons where, like, you know, there's like some other anime where someone
gonna
be dies.
There? Is Mashal
going to
be there?
Yeah, yeah.
It's just, I mean, they had light.
Yeah.
They had
whenever
light. So they could do a spinoff where it's like Light from Death Note.
Oh, dude, that'd be so funny.
But it's just like every season is just a new anime, but every time another character dies, they get sent to the bar, and you know, you get their fate.
You know what I honestly like didn't connect with Death Parade was like the use of dolls, right? I kind of felt like
there was a lot. Yeah,
like when they pretty much had admitted that almost every person that was there was a doll, just like it's just a soul attached to it. That
mm-hmm.
I kind of felt like that when you learned about that, it kind of lessened the impact in certain episodes because you knew that no one was really in danger. I mean, they weren't in mm-hmm. danger to begin with, but like.
That's like psychological danger.
Yeah, I kind of feel like the whole doll thing was weird to me.
Yeah. Well, does that make the Oracle the overall creator of humankind then?
I think he is.
He's God.
Is that what he is?
Yeah, I think he is. I think he's the creator. Yeah. Okay. This is essentially like I think it would be a difficult anime for some people if like you are religious or you mm-hmm. do have a strong faith, because it's in like, you know, what would you rather have? Like, what is, yeah. Where do you go, right? Would you rather play billiards and darts, you know?
Would you rather play a fucking bowl with your organs?
Or get stabby-stabbed, you know?
Or play an arcade game, you know? Every time you get punched, you actually get punched.
Yeah, right.
Jesus.
So according to the wiki, the dummies are actually just proof that the people lived and came to the bar. I'm assuming I didn't watch that episode because I don't remember like seeing that part.
They discussed that, but I just don't. Like, I just feel like them being dolls was, like, something that was kind of weird. A little bit off to me. Stuff like that. Because, you know, they're...
I mean, it kind of makes sense, though.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you're not really able to bring them there. They're fucking... Well, their bodies are just desecrated. Dolls?
Yeah. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Like, their souls, like, inhabited
the
dolls. They're inhabiting
the dolls, which is why they, you know, come off as...
Human. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah. You find that out in, what, 11? When you actually see what happens to Mayu?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, the animation
for my girl.
The animation in Death Parade is fucking fantastic.
It was really good.
I found out that it was Madhouse that animated it.
Madhouse. Oh, yeah.
They did One Punch Man season one. They fucking nailed that shit. I was like, this is fucking brutal. Like,
as I said in my other
true dat
podcast, you know, they put something in there.
You sent me the clip. Did you post that, by the way, at TikTok?
No, not yet.
It's gonna be funny.
That was all the questions I had. Did you have any questions, Ken?
No, I just wanted to know. Well, I mean, I know how Jack feels about episode 12. I just want to know, like, how people felt about that. Because I felt that was the, you know, a lot of original anime.
Very real.
A lot of original anime, like, their make or break is, like, the final episode. Like, sometimes you fucking either nail it or you miss it completely. You know, you don't, like, especially because, you know, there's consideration for a sequel. So, like, how open-ended do you make it? Because technically, you could create a sequel from Death Parade.
Yeah.
The question is, like, do you want to? Or do you want to see it?
Yeah. I think the way they ended it was good.
What's that?
Like, as a fan, I would love a sequel.
Oh, Jack is frozen. I'm saving that picture. Oh, okay. I'm saving that picture so bad. Jack, I got it.
There you go. Get
Jack,
another
you're
one.
Freezing. There you go.
Yeah, they should make a sequel, and it's called Life March.
Life March.
And it's basically it's the people that are getting reincarnated. It shows them as like giving
they actually have their memories.
Yeah,
it's called Death Mashal.
Oh my god!
But Mashal
season
he never
three,
dies.
Season two. He never dies.
Jack, I now have the perfect screen cap position. Like,
nice.
It's beautiful.
I don't know why it's freezing.
Yeah, you're a little cutting in now. Just a little bit.
You'll be it.
Let me close some things out here.
Yeah, as a fan, I would love a sequel, but I think they did a fantastic job kind of finalizing everything. Like, I felt very content.
Yeah.
It was so good, I wanted more type of thing.
You know, it's a well-written anime, you know, well-animated. The voice actors kill it. Like, the dub is fantastic.
Oh, yes.
Right? I don't think there's
the
a bad...
sound better, though.
What's that? Of course, sub always sounds better, bro. I always feel like, and it's kind of crazy, like whenever like they do like a very emotional screaming moment, like the sub is always better than the dub for some reason.
Yeah.
It always feels
dub always feels fake, sadder, which is crazy. Yeah.
Because like you know you hear like the voice breaking or like they fucking hit that pitch there where it's like silent, that type of stuff. Because you know that type of shit. But like, yeah, I always, you know, but the dub, I just loved it. That was great.
I don't think I watched it in dub. I might check it out.
I watched the dub.
Yeah.
Oh, I absolutely watched.
See, Nona sounds familiar.
All of them sound familiar, honestly. Yeah, but Nona's in a couple of things. Yeah, the voice actress.
It was Spider-Man.
It was Spider-Man. Who was she? Was she Spider-Man?
She was Spider-Man.
Too many Spider-Mans.
Spider-Man.
Spider-Mans. I'm not the hero you want, but I'm the one you get.
Right.
Chibi, what else you got? What's else on your mind, dude? Nothing?
That was it. That was a good convo. I enjoyed it. Love Death Parade. I just want to share my love for it.
It is very underrated.
It's all
underrated.
I want.
Underrated.
Guys, go watch Death Parade. So good.
Watch that one. I like it.
I'm glad you enjoyed it, Jack. I remember watching the first episode. My first thought was, I need to tell Jack how sad this show is. I was like, Jack, I just want to let you know, bro, this fucking thing goes a little bit hard, man. So just, you know.
It was just like, it's sad in a way, but also it's very redeeming. So that's why I appreciated it.
Well, it's sad. Mm-hmm. And I mean, you can find positive qualities to it, right? But usually
it's... Well, it brings real problems to the table, too.
Yeah. Well, like I said, like, I mean, it's really rare, right, for animes to kind of have realistic conversations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Death Parade does it, but it's pretty much it surrounds itself in like a lot of fucking really difficult topics. Mm-hmm. And somehow,
what was the other one that we watched? That
Odd Taxi was the same way.
Yeah.
Odd Taxi had like realistic conversations. They're just anthropomorphic animals, you know? He's a walrus.
He's a walrus. But is he really?
It's true. Any questions from your chat, Chibi?
I don't think so, but if anybody has any questions, you guys are more than welcome to ask. In the meantime, any recommendations for our next anime?
Oh yeah, that's a good point.
We can take those as well. What's next for Pixelated Thoughts, Ken?
We're doing Baldur's Gate 3. Me,
yeah, we are.
You, Brad.
What the? Chris. No, Willy Jim.
What?
He said everyone be quiet. Be silent.
I did not. Okay, there you go. Yeah.
Now he's sick, but a dick.
Brent.
Yeah.
Patriotic said the daily life of the immortal king. I don't know that one. Damn. You see that eye roll from Ken? Oh my god.
it's another overpowered MC. It's actually not bad, but I don't want to watch another overpowered MC anime for a little
bit. We can put that on the list. We should like make a list.
We can put it in Discord chat.
Yeah. Glaze said, what are your honest thoughts on Jujutsu Kaisen? I have a polarizing opinion. What do you think, Ken?
You would.
In terms of like the show Glaze. Or the manga?
Like probably the show.
I mean, I think the show is good. It's animated really well. You know, obviously it's a fucking battle anime, and it's I probably like the show at this point more than I like the manga, because I feel like with the creator, I think it was announced that he was trying to kind of move on and work on to something else, which is why after the Shibuya incident, the chapters afterwards feel a little bit out of place at times, and they feel a little bit rushed, and people were starting to complain because there's a certain character that kind of returns and then has like a major impact, but I feel like that character, you know, they were just pretty much jumping from big fight to big fight without like any breathing in between. Show-wise, I think, like, you know.
Oh, she said thoughts on the story. Well, she said both, but thoughts on the story.
I don't really have like a strong opinion on it. I don't think it's like anything too creative, you know. I just think that it's essentially like every other like power scaling anime where you have like characters with no abilities who like end up being like uber powerful, that type of shit. But the difference is like they, instead of being like other shonen, it really kind of veers into like, you know, with what was the one we were watching, where it just kind of like it gets very dark, right? And I like that. I like the fact that like they kind of, you know, show like the impact of, you know, someone getting like, you know, injured or killed, that type of stuff. Because I feel like a lot of shonen kind of gloss over it. Like some characters, you know, they get revived, you know, 2-3 times a season or some shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then Jujutsu Kaisen, they don't. But it also
you're just dead.
Yeah, you're just fucking dead. But like once you start to get into like JJK, like in if you've read the manga, like the story goes all fucking sorts of places, and sometimes it makes sense, and you know, sometimes it doesn't. People just kind of go with it because the, you know, the battles are so fucking good. Mm-hmm. Like, there's so many iconic fights.
I mean, you're dead unless you revive yourself.
Yeah, you could rip your own heart out and come right fucking back, buddy.
Yeah.
Heart not required to live.
Curtis said maybe Komi can't communicate.
I don't know. Like, that one's okay. Like that. It's also like 25 episodes too. It's a long one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's gonna be, it's one of those ongoing.
Oh, I was gonna say my vote is Yamada-kun.
Which one's that one?
It's like the rom-com Yamada-kun to 9000 or whatever.
Oh, the
I love that one. Yeah, that's just my vote. I'm just saying, I'm trying to think of something more like lighthearted.
We'll save that for like next year in February.
Whatever.
You watch Konosuba finally. Yay.
Glaze also said, have you guys seen Vinland Saga? And what do you think? I've only seen episode one.
I love Vinland Saga.
But I heard it's very good.
There's a misconception about like the first season because it's actually a prequel.
It's a prequel, yeah.
And that it's... People were very upset about like how season two was much slower, but because the writing was so strong and convincing with their characters,
yeah,
like people began to like actually love the pace because it pretty much kind of showed you, you know, it's like Thorfinn's journey from being like this really reckless, angry teenager to like this really kind of broken individual who then realizes that the lessons his father was trying to teach him when he was younger all true. Like, you don't have any enemies. Like, there's a lot of iconic moments in that fucking anime too.
I think I'll probably try it one day.
It will absolutely rip your fucking heart out at times. Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Like, if you they're like season two has like a number of like scenes that were like there's like a whole speech that they have. I can't remember. I think it was the final episode, and it kind of like what basically it's like. It narrates like things that are happening, and then it does it over like certain significant events, and it's very powerful, very well written. So, yeah.
Okay.
As it should be.
Thank you, Brad.
Mr. Ooh. Willie Jim said, I'm going to watch Reborn as a Vending Machine. I now wander the dungeon.
Dude, I watched the first episode of that. It's not funny. It's
damn.
It tries really
Is
hard.
Is it bad?
I don't think it's bad, but it's just not, you know. Yeah, I'm not a fan of it. Okay. I wanted to be Jack. I really did. I was like, this is going to be fucking great. And I was like, you know what? This is not. My bad.
I liked the idea of the vending machine.
Away from it. So stupid.
Cries.
Because the
vending machine is bullied. What about the masterful cat is depressed again?
Dude, that one's actually funny. That one's actually fucking funny, too.
I don't think I've heard of that one.
It's pretty much like this. There's like this. I don't know how to describe it. It's like a human-sized cat. Like he's really like taking care of this his master and stuff like that. And he's fucking like, it's really weird, but it's very off-putting when you see it at first. But it's actually pretty funny, pretty good.
Okay, I'll have to look at it. Patriotic said you guys should. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
I was going to say, it's basically Grumpy Cat, but the size of a bear.
Yeah,
wait, I like that. I'll have to look at it. I like that. Patriotic said, you guys should pick a childhood anime and see if it's as good as if you were as when you were young.
That would be like
Dragon Ball Z. Woo!
Dragon.
No, I'm good.
For me?
Dragon Ball Z.
Probably Cowboy. I mean, all those were 26 episodes, by the way, so they're all like full length. Like, I think the anime I would probably recommend to see how everyone felt about it, because I don't know how, like, some people would feel about it today, how it held up. It's probably, like, Samurai Champloo. Like, I rewatched it. I fucking love that anime. But I want to know, like, new sets of eyes, like, how they would feel about it, you know? Because it's...
How many episodes is it? I can't remember.
26. Who did we talk to last night? It was Chris, right, when he was, like, asking me, like, who my favorite anime director was, and I said Shinichiro Watanabe. So, basically, he had Cowboy Bebop. He did Samurai Champloo. He did Space Dandy. Mm-hmm. He did Terran Resonance. He did Kids on a Slope. And he did, it was another one that just recently came out a couple years ago. But he has never had a bad anime.
Yeah.
Never.
I was going to say, I know like all of those.
Everything he's touched has been like, because like his first two animes, like Cowboy Bebop and Samurai Champloo, they're actually disconnected stories. Like there's an overarching theme, right? So in Samurai Champloo, it's like the hunt for the Sunflower Samurai, right? And basically, like, you go on all these really crazy quests and adventures, but you're actually, what you don't notice until, like, they actually talk about it, is that they're actually heading toward the locations they talk about. It's just all this crazy, wacky shit is happening. Like, you'll go from, super serious, like, sequences to, like, really funny stuff just randomly happening. You know, you're like, what the fuck? Like, there's a whole zombie episode, which is fantastic. By the way, it's probably my favorite episode. There's an episode about, like, baseball, which actually details a real thing that happened in Japan with the Black Ship Festival.
Oh shit.
Where like America like showed up and stuff like that. It was supposed to, but like they gave like a spin out. Like they ended up playing a baseball game against each other. And then it has like two, like probably the best, like one of the best final three episodes. Cowboy Bebop, same way. Like most of the time it's just like they're just going on this adventure, that type of shit. Space Dandy's the same way. Space Dandy's a comedy. But it also has like a number of episodes that are very sad. Like Terran Resonance is not like that. That is like a straightforward fucked up anime. Like you
damn
literally follow like the bad people the entire time.
Yeah.
And spicy. Then what's the other one that I said? Fuck.
You didn't.
Yeah, you're right, Brad. Thank you.
You know, we should make Brad pick the next episode.
Well, you know what? I was gonna say we shouldn't, but he has, you know, he'll probably pick Black Clover in or some shit.
We want to go old school or
what's an old school for you?
Like, honestly, going like thinking back, there wasn't a whole lot. It was the,
exactly, dude. People don't understand, Chibi. Like, people don't get it. Like, today now, you get like how many animes are you? Like 26?
No, that's fair. Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
dude, you used to get like two a year. We're like, dude, yeah, no, I definitely understand. Out,
yeah, yeah.
Like Rurouni Kenshin?
Yeah, Rurouni Kenshin came out like, woo!
Yu Yu Hakusho. Aroni Kenshin,
Inuyasha, there was, right?
Trigun,
yeah,
and
Golden Boy.
Who said that? There's another one.
Glaze, she said Golden Boy.
Y'all ain't watched that. Golden Boy was like, so you want to know like really like the origin of like ecchi comedy was? That's Golden Boy. Golden Boy is like a very dirty fucking
anime. Yeah, it is.
Sailor Moon.
Yeah, I have no baseline.
FLCL.
Foolie Cooley.
Love. Somebody said that earlier, I think.
That was me.
Okay, I was like, I read that acronym.
He did.
Hooli Cooli is 6 episodes. I don't know how people are going to feel about that. Because it's very fucking strange, man.
It is very weird.
It is very weird. It can be, like, there are some people who, like, praise the shit out of it. Mostly, I think, because the animation. The animation's fantastic, but, like, I don't. Yeah, you might come out like, what the fuck did I just watch, bro? That's essentially how people were. It's like one of those things where you go to an art museum, right? And you see like someone like stack like buckets of sand. They push the buckets over. Like, that's modern art. Like, what the fuck did I just look at? It's the collapse of society.
I'm sorry for anybody who likes and appreciates art. Ken is a hater.
No, that's not true, dude. I like art. You're fucking wrong.
I'm fucking with you. I immediately got so offended. I go to museums, bro. I got so offended.
Anytime there's like a major exhibit in San Diego, I'll be there.
I love that. It was so fun. I love that. Nah, wow. I went to the Louvre in Paris, and I was like, I need to learn how to appreciate art more.
Yo, what's with this lady, bro?
I literally, who the fuck is?
She looked
me
better.
Trying to look at Mona Lisa.
She looked better if she had like a little bear hat on.
Where her froggy hat?
How come she ain't smiling, bro? Like, what the
fuck? where her eyebrows at?
I keep
though,
saying, like, notice Mona Lisa's smile. Is it the fucking smirk? Like, what?
Looking at the art piece behind her, which is apparently like honestly almost more famous. I forget what it's called.
Guys, look, it's dogs playing cards. I get this one.
I appreciate this one. I agree
funny.
With
look
this
how
one.
Happy that bulldog is.
Looking like Bean. Bean and Katsu.
He's got a cigar. I'd never give them cigars, guys. That's fucking cruel. It's like, what the? It's like, can we remove her, please?
Somebody come get this child.
She's like sitting there with like fucking the fanny pack. And the big one. Mm-hmm. Well, let me get my camera out. No flash photography. You can't stop me.
My viewers must see this.
You said that in French. I don't speak that.
Je ne comprends pas.
Just being like the ignorant American the entire time.
Let me get my like white Air Forces and fucking blue jeans
that's
on.
That's not what that is, baby.
Red, white, and blue, motherfucker.
Hey, y'all remember when we beat y'all?
Which time?
Remember that?
Scoreboard, baby. USA.
The Eagle.
Our show is now banned across the globe.
Yeah. I single-handedly make America banned from France.
I brought some fucking real art. Pulls out the fucking don't tread on me. It's like, yo, what the fuck is wrong?
But instead of a snake, it's just like a bunch of French fries.
I know. I got you some. Got you one of them pieces of bread. Y'all call it baguettes, y'all.
This bread out here.
Talking about croissant.
Croissant.
Throw some eggs, sandwiches in it. We're good.
Where my meat at? What is this escargot?
What is this shit?
Y'all eat snails out
y'all
here. We
y'all,
real
don't, y'all don't season your food. That was me in Ireland, bro. I was so fucking mad.
Oh my god, bro. I've always wanted to go to Ireland, but now I'm scared.
That was, dude, I'll tell you a quick story. We went to Ireland, right? Mm-hmm. Me and the wife, we drove to Blarney Castle, right? We get there, we wait in line for our tickets. Like, it was a weird day because like we felt like something was off. So as we were walking, right, toward Blarney Castle, they were like, hey, you got to turn left here. Like, so we went to the gardens and then we sat there and people were like, yo, apparently like police and ambulance are on the way. What the fuck happened? Oh. So in the Blarney Castle, there's like small like blocks or small areas that like have just been, you know, degraded. So they're like kind of mm-hmm. so you could fall through the top floor.
Oh.
And apparently when we were there, like we thought it was some old person who like just kind of fucking
fell
all the way through. It was like some 24-year-old just like straight fell through. Went straight to the bottom. Cracked skull open, died that day.
Oh,
we're like,
my God.
We're like, what the fuck? I was like, it was like me. We were like with some tourists and they're like, holy shit. Because we were walking over.
You're
like,
who's next?
We thought it wasn't as serious. Like someone might have hurt themselves.
Yeah.
They brought like, they had like fucking 4 or 5 cop cars, like 2 ambulances and shit. And I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Dude.
Oh my God. Yeah,
did you at least get a coupon?
Dude, I did actually. was like, can I get that umbrella? Also, that keychain with my last name. Can I get that too? Thank you.
Wait, is your family Irish?
Family.
Yeah, my last name is
Irish. Fuck you. Fuck you.
Family.
My last name is Irish.
Oh, okay. It's okay. Mine's Russian.
Russia.
Dude, we should watch Bo.
The fuck you saying to me?
What is that?
It's an anime.
I don't know if I would watch it.
It's literally Bo.
I hate this man so much.
I literally just Googled weirdest animes, and that was number two.
Oh my god. On the list. Yeah, I went straight for the gift shop. Curtis is roasting you. He said, man, saw the ambulances leave and went straight for the gift shop.
Bro, where are we supposed to go, man? They were like, you could walk the gardens for a little, but it was uncomfortable because there were ambulances going back and
forth. Yeah, so it was just dead.
I was like, might as well show I was here, bro. Like, what do I take a take a fucking selfie? Like,
peep. Someone died here today.
This man fell down three stories. He wasn't, listen, he was Irish. He wasn't American. I'm still winning.
What the fuck is wrong with you? Oh my God.
Gang, gang.
That's where we end today. Thank you guys for coming. Out of everybody, I didn't think Ken would say that, but you know.
USA.
USA. You did say Thought and Plotting one time, so I'm not surprised.
What's up?
What I said, you did say Thoughtin' and Plotting one time. I'm not surprised.
I've had, dude, the conversations I have with people at work when they're like, I try to be professional. And then, like, I have, like, these breaks when I'm talking to somebody and, like, the Navy comes out of me and shit. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with y'all? Y'all know how to fucking read? Are we struggling? I have to separate Gumby this shit for you motherfuckers. What does separate Gumby mean? It's like, oh, it's like, well, you know who Gumby was, your character? Like, real simple, real dumb. Like, that's what I gotta do for y'all. Semper.
His eyes get crazy.
Semper in Latin means always. Gumby. I have to make it always dumb.
Just gotta bring it down for y'all. Shit.
I'll treat you like I used to treat some of the Marines. I'm like, which flavor crayon do you guys want?
Dude, stop. There was this meme I saw on TikTok where it was like AI like recreates Marines eating crayons. And that shit was insane. My grandpa's rolling in his grave right now.
Dude, the dumb shit that Marines do on a daily basis is fucking insane to me. Like, when you're bored, like, you can't, it's like toddlers, right? When you're like out in the room or away and you're like, it's quiet, like, there's something going on. My kid's doing something. Same thing with Marines. I'm like, what? I was like, why the fuck is my warehouse quiet? And I'd walk around and I'd see them. Like,
where are my Marines at?
They took an axe handle, right, that they found. And they took like this scythe blade or whatever, the sickle. And they attached, they welded it. And then they were throwing it at boxes. Oh, right? God. But one,
how could this
one
possibly
dude,
go wrong?
One dude was holding the fucking box. And I was like, guys.
Efficiency.
Let's exercise some right, type of intelligence, bro. Or I'd be walking around the warehouse and I'm like, where the fuck are my forklift drivers? And you know what they're doing? They're dueling in the back.
Okay, that's kind of fun.
Them fucking things are expensive, bro.
just charge them.
Dude, I used to get so pissed off. I like one day I was walking around and I'm like, man, like one of our fucking our bay door walls was like up a little bit and I was like, there's something wrong, like we can't like lower it. And I looked at the bottom of like where the lip of the door is and it was bent in with forklifts with the forks and stuff. And I was like, guys, what the fuck did y'all do? Like, we couldn't close it with the mechanism, so we like put the forks on it. And I was like, here's what I want you to do. Here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna stack all these big ass pallets around it. And I'm not gonna, because otherwise I have to make you stand watch the entire night. He's like, oh, that would suck. I'm like, I know. You dummy.
That would suck.
When I lived on base here, the Marines on base were stuck in Phase One Liberty for 6 weeks.
Oh my god!
Because they were caught chasing squirrels and shaving the Marine emblem.
Yeah.
on the squirrels.
Bro, let me tell you something.
Poor babies. What the fuck?
The funniest thing I've ever seen. All right, was we'll end it on this story. I walked around my warehouse. We're supposed to be cleaning up, dude. It's 4 o'clock. I'm like, okay. Mm-hmm. And I see everyone gathered around and I knew that was a problem. I was like, fuck.
You're like, what's
wrong.
Going on?
Yeah. And I see one of my Marines. So like, you know, you ever see what a Palcon container is? It's like just a very small square container and it has like these small, it has like very small lift, like that much, right? Mm-hmm. He's like underneath it. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? He's like, oh man, he said he saw a possum under there. I'm like, there's no fucking possums in Camp Pendleton. Sure as shit, he goes out with a possum.
You're like, well,
me,
fuck.
Looks at me, he's like, hey, am I allowed to keep it? And I was like,
what in the fucking... in the Floridian, man? So
he's from North Carolina.
That's when you say $35.
Okay. He's from North Carolina. And I stared at him. I was like, first off, the thing was acting dead. It wasn't dead. It was just like limp.
Yeah, doing its thing.
I was like, here's what you're going to do. You're going to walk it across the street to where the, like, we had like a whole like area, like whole canyon area. I mean, you're just going to put it down. He's like, you sure I can't like brand it before it goes? I'm like, brand it with what? The Marine Corps
what?
Symbol. Yeah, he was going to like shave the Marine Corps symbol. Oh, my God. To shave it. And I was like, no. He's like, oh, man.
Like, walks oh, man.
Puts it away. He's like, the whole rest of the like formation, he was like the saddest person. He was like,
oh, was, like, he really wanted wrong? That
he's,
possum.
He's like, he made me put the possum away. I was like, yes. You fucking
that
inbred-
is a wild animal.
I was like, yes, you inbred hillbilly. Like, you cannot do that shit, man.
I had to release man, I had to man. Release my best friend.
Exactly. Yeah. His best friend was like, so like, his best friend was this dude from the Virgin Islands. Like, it was so weird how like
that's
they
so
got
cute.
Along.
Yeah. That's cute.
They were best buddies. Like,
that's adorable. I'm not gonna lie.
Okay. All right. Next episode of Pixelated Thoughts will be Baldur's Gate 3. And then for the anime, if you guys want, I really do want to let the community get more involved. If Chibi's chat can just like put a list up.
I can make a Discord post.
Yeah. Give it like, we'll do like whatever your top five is. Or,
I can do it on Instagram.
Yeah. One of them. Oh yeah. Yeah. Do it on Instagram.
All of them.
Do it all of them. And then we don't choose any of them.
And then do a congregate score.
It's like, oh, that's what you guys chose. We're going to watch Hamtaro instead because it's a hamster. Oh, we need some happiness in our life. Anything else from the group? Anybody got anything else?
Brad, sorry, what'd you say?
Nothing else here.
Nothing else? Brad, I want you to do the closing thoughts, please. Go ahead.
Closing thoughts? It was a show that I watched somewhat of. That was my thought of the show.
Yeah, you watched.
I enjoyed playing on my phone, and the intro music number was okay, even though I skipped it most of the time. This has been Chibi Rabbit's Down the Rabbit Hole. Everyone have a lovely evening. Good night.
Fire, I unmute myself really quick.